at courtside with me, the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McCullough. And, Coach, I know you're thrilled with this one.
John, just a tremendous demonstration of fighting for 40 minutes, incredible toughness, terrific contributions from our bench, outstanding leadership from the upperclassmen, and a great game plan by our assistant coaches.
Coach, this is I thought that one of the things that helped you a bunch today was they're very strong and very powerful on the inside when they get the ball at the low post. I thought Andrew McAuliffe off the bench really neutralized a lot of that.
Yeah, for a guy who has not played a lot this year, Andrew comes to practice every day, makes himself better, and readies himself for these opportunities. And he certainly got the opportunity tonight, and he played a pivotal role in this game. Absolutely sensational defense with strength, with toughness, with holding his ground, and I just absolutely thrilled with Andrew tonight.
Coach, you had one stretch late in the game. I think it was a one-point game at the time. Then Aldridge hits a three. Gibbs hits a three. Regal hits a three. Three in a row that kind of opened up a little space.
Yeah, it was great to have Keyshawn on the court. I thought he was pivotal for us in terms of a secondary ball handler. And, you know, he's got such great size. He's got terrific wrists. And he's got, I think, the best vision on the team. And it is going to be sensational for us. And, again, for like Andrew, for him to come off the bench tonight and play 30 minutes. I mean, this kid has not played 30 minutes of basketball in 2 years, and he did it tonight in one game.
Give us your observation on the way you stacked up rebounding against a really good rebounding team.
Well, they got 14 offensive rebounds, and we only had eight. But, you know, they missed 40 shots, 42 shots. So you're going to get more offensive rebounds when you miss that many shots. I think they do a terrific job of rebounding. They're athletic. They're strong. Mo Alie-Cox will play somewhere next year making a lot of money, whether it's on the football field or an NBA court or European basketball court. That guy's going to make a lot of money playing the game.
Coach, the defensive job against Jaquan Lewis, how do you credit the team for that one?
Well, I think Matt McKillop, who was the scout, assigned a certain way we were going to defend the ball screen, and it was a risk, but the big guys bought into it, and it created a great situation in which he was constantly running into a big guy, and our other big was supporting in the paint. So I think that was instrumental, the defense that we played on the ball screen, and that's been such a nemesis. And, you know, John, another problem we've had all year long has been the three-point line. And tonight they shot 17%, and that has absolutely killed us this year. And tonight we were very fortunate to hold them to 17%.
In fact, the only person that scored from the three was Lewis.
Yes, and it took him 10 shots to get those three makes, so that's a pretty good trade-off.
A word about Rusty Regal's performance.
He fought, and you know, I texted him last night and said, and just so you know, we met on Thursday and said we were putting Keyshawn in the starting lineup, anticipating that John Axel would play, and Rusty just led better. You know, it's interesting. He gets knocked on his heels by being taken out of the starting lineup, but he leads better. And last night I texted him. I said, I don't know if you know what a foxhole is, but I want you in my foxhole. And I think he came out today, and he was the guy you want in your foxhole.
Coach, it was the kind of game that each side, I thought, had a chance to cave in, and nobody did on either side.
It was a 10-round bout, and each team stayed in the center ring. Each team fought, and each team got knocked to the mat. Each team got knocked to the ropes, and I'm just absolutely thrilled that we're the team that's still standing.
I know that every game is important on the college basketball season because there are not that many games. But how pivotal do you think this game was?
It's been a long time since Davidson College basketball had its back to the wall like we had in preparation for this game. Losing two home games in conference play, being 1-3 in conference play, I think it, maybe it was the 2009-10 season that we actually faced this kind of challenge, and just thrilled that we were able to respond the way we did.
I'll let you go after this, Coach, but give us a couple of keys to the game as you saw it that really it enabled Davidson to win the game.
Well, I thought Jack Gibbs made some great decisions tonight. I thought Peyton Aldrich played any position that we needed him to play and did a magnificent job of it. I think everyone else understood their role and played their role exceedingly well. It was a tremendous victory for a team of Davidson Wildcats.
And you told them as much in the locker room.
I certainly did.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Bob McKillop talking to us about today's game.